今天我们很高兴 Ed 跟 Allison 的女儿，她是在韩国读神学院，她今天百忙之中，她要给我们来分享她的一些见证、一些片段，所以我们欢迎 Emily， 是吧？哈利路亚。
Hello.
Hey, Hi. 大家好。
I actually speak Cantonese, 国外好。
用广东话来说，你们好。
But I don't speak Mandarin.
我不会讲国语。
How many of you guys can understand English?
都会听英文吗
？Okay, good. Thankfully, I have the pastor here to translate for me.
我为他翻译。
But yeah, I am an intern pastor right now in South Korea.
我现在是在南韩实习牧师。
안녕하세요。다들잘지냈어요
Sure.
Yes, I am actually the only Chinese at my church.
我是在那边唯一的中国人。
So it's really good to be with my people again.
高兴跟我的同胞们在一起。
I think the only time we get to pray about China is when we pray for North Korean defectors.
Okay.
And we pray when they go through the borders of China. That's the only time I really get to pray for my people.
我们在那边的教会为中国祷告，唯一的机会就是有北韩的人逃过边界到中国去的时候，我们祷告。
So it's really good to see that my parents have found a good Chinese community here.
我很高兴我的父母找到一个好的中国教会。
Yeah. So in North Korea or in South Korea, I am a part of a church called New Philadelphia Church.
那么在南韩，我的教会是新费城教会的一部分。
Yeah, and we spend most of our time praying for North Korea for the reunification of North Korea and South Korea.
那么我们很多的时间都为北韩祷告，为韩国的统一祷告。
Mm-hmm. And we pray for the sex trafficking industry. South Korea is one of the largest ports of human trafficking.
Oh, 我们也为这个色情的交易，因为韩国是一个很大的出口港。
We also pray for the education system.
我们也为教育系统祷告。
The youth of Korea right now is really burdened by a lot of pressure. I'm sure you guys have all heard about the plastic surgery out there.
我们的年轻人也有许多的负担。那么相信你们也听过在韩国很多的美容手术。
And I just want to say it's not just in the Korean dramas.
这是不只是为了戏剧。
It's true.
是真的。
When you go to Korea, they have stores, and it's you just walk in and you can get everything fixed on your body.
你到韩国，你走进店里面，你可以全身你可以换。
Yeah, but we know that God's already made us in His perfect image, and that we don't need plastic surgery to make us look better. Amen.
我们都知道神是按他的形象造我们，所以我们不需要美容手术。
Yeah. So our church is there to really wake up the youth. And let them know that they're not to be subject to what their older generation has put them through.
那么我们教会就为这些让这些年轻人知道，他们不需要照他们的老一辈为他们对他们所期望的来做。
Okay, our church is just a little bit bigger than this church.
那么我们教会比这个大一点。
maybe by I'd say a few hundred.
大概好几百之多吧。
But it's good to see people your age because actually at our church everyone is between the age of 18 and about 30.
那么在我们教会，那么不像我们这里什么年纪都有，我们那边是18岁到30岁。
So for all of you guys who are praying that the youth would wake up to God's love. Your prayers are being answered in Korea right now.
所以我们要为这年轻人祷告，在韩国那边会有回响。
Okay, the vision of our church is to raise up a mighty army of warriors to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom for the captives.
Okay, 所以我们在那边的祷告就是要兴起基督精兵，能够在那边能够叫被掳的得释放。
And that's exactly what's going on in Korea in our church. We're really empowering each and every single member of the church, not just the pastor and not just the, in Korea we call 사모님. Okay. 사모님 is the pastor's wife.
Oh, okay.
We don't depend just on our pastors, but we empower each and every single
member. 我们是每一个会众都能够得到激励，都有能力，不只是牧师跟西摩啊。
So an example of this is just last, I think it was January, last January.
一个例子是去年的1月份。
We were sent on a trip to Thailand.
我们有一个队伍到泰国去。
And I was actually, the Samonin, the pastor's wife, was on my team.
那么申牧师跟我同一个队伍。
But I was asked to preach.
那么我被要求去宣讲信息。
And she asked me, and she was sitting front row, and that was my first time preaching.
那么她要我上来, 这是我第一次讲的。
It didn't make sense.
完全没有道理。
But God has called each and every single one of us to preach.
但是神呼召我们每一个人。
So really, your pastor could call any one of you guys on a Sunday.
Yes, yes.
And have any one of you guys preach.
所以牧师可能叫每一个人，任何一个人都可以上来讲道。
And I'll just share one short story with you guys to encourage you if that time ever comes.
跟各位分享一个短的故事。
What happened was I was told just 10 minutes before I was supposed to preach.
那么我是实际上在讲之前10分钟才跟我说要我讲。
So what did I do?
那我怎么办呢?
I ran to the back of the room.
我跑到房间后面去。
And while they were worshiping,
他们在那里敬拜赞美的时候,
I went back to the room and I started praying, Lord, help me!
我开始呼求神帮助我。
What do I say? Speak through me.
那么要用我做什么的话呢?
Yeah. And what happened was God, all of a sudden, one of my sisters
那么忽然间我们有一个姐妹
came behind me and laid her hand on me
用手按到我的肩上
and she started praying for me.
她为我祷告
And then when she was praying for me, I got a vision from the Lord.
哦,就为我祷告,我就有了一个意象,神的话就来了。
I looked at each, I knew if I ever preached, it would be to adults like you guys.
我知道我如果要宣讲信息是向一些年长的人宣讲。
But at that time, I was actually at a Buddhist elementary school.
那实际上那个时候是在向一个佛教的小学跟他们讲。
And in front of me were just all these backs, about 50 to 100 little kids. Little Thai Buddhist kids.
在前面呢，大概50-100个都是小泰国的基督徒，佛教徒。
And as my sister started praying for me,
那么我的姐妹开始为我祷告。
What happened was I got a vision from the Lord, and the vision was that each and every single one of the little kids was hands were raised. To accept the Lord.
哇，我看到异象，就每一个小孩子手都举起来接受耶稣基督了。Right,
and I asked, you know, how am I supposed to do this, God? They don't even understand English.
我想说，我问神说要我怎么做，他们英文也不会说啊。And
even if they did understand English, they're only 5 to 6 years old.
那么就算他们懂的话，也不过是5-6岁的小孩子而已。But
then God told me. Do not take for granted these little kids in front of you. They're all about their age, actually.
那么神跟我说，不要认为理所当然的这些小孩子，大概都是你们这些年纪的。They
understand everything you're saying, right? You guys understand me, right?
Right. Yeah. 都懂得，都知道我所说的。They're
shaking their heads. And so I just encourage you guys not to take for granted these little kids because
神说不要让这些以为这些小孩子是理所当然的。Because
they're the future.
他们是将来未来,
and they're the ones that's going to carry Christ's name further than what we can do, right?
他们是将来要宣扬神,宣扬到更远的。
So what happened was I ended up walking up. It's my time to preach, and I went up and I was told, you need to be careful what you say, because after all, this is a Buddhist school, and as Christians, we're called to respect.
那么人家跟我说你要讲话要注意到，因为到底这里是一个佛教的殿堂，所以要讲话要注意一点。
And so I asked my pastor, I said, what does that mean?
我问我的牧师，这是什么意思？
She said, don't use the word Jesus.
她说不要用耶稣这个名字。
Don't use the word God.
不要用上帝的名字。
Or Jesus Christ.
或者是耶稣基督。
Or Holy Spirit.
或者是圣灵。
I said, how am I supposed to preach the gospel?
那我要怎么讲呢？
But you know what? Holy Spirit is with us, amen.
那你知道吗？圣灵与我们同在，阿们。
And God's supernatural power is with us as well.
神的超自然的力量是在那里。
And what happened was towards the end of my preaching, I was literally just telling a story about how each and every single one of the kids is beautiful.
那么我其实在最后讲的时候，我基本上是讲一个故事，说你们每一个人真是美丽。
And at the very last moment, I started looking around the room and I noticed that the principal of the school had walked out of the room.
那么在最后的时候，我看到那个小学的校长出去了。
And then I looked by the door and the teachers were walking by the door to go outside.
那么我看到许多的教师都走出去了。
And that day, there normally is about 10 Buddhist teachers, but for some reason, 8 of them were sick.
那么一般差不多都是有十个这个教佛教的老师，但是那天八个都生病了。
That means that besides the two that I just saw walk out the door, there were no teachers in the room.
所以那两个出去了，就没有再有老师在房间里面了。
At that moment, when I was about to wrap up my preaching, I looked at all my teammates, and I looked at them and I said, should I do it?
所以我趁着这个机会，我就看到我的那个同伴们，我眼睛跟他们问说，我是不是开始要讲啊？
And all my teammates,
都开始点头了，哈利路亚。
And immediately, I just started feeling the Spirit of the Lord come upon me.
忽然间，神的灵在我身上。
And you guys know about prophecy, right?
你们知道说预言吗？
Know about prophecy. I just felt like I needed to prophesy over some of the kids.
我就开始感觉到要跟这些小孩子说预言。
I went ahead and took the risk and decided to prophesy.
我就冒着危险就开始说预言。
I pointed at one of the girls and I said, you.
我指着一个孩子说你。
And she goes, me?
她说我。
I said, yeah, you. And I said, Chu Alaimaka, which means, what's your name?
我说你叫什么名字啊？
And what happened was I continued to prophesy over her.
我继续的向她讲预言。
But what happened was,The translator suddenly stopped.
忽然间这个翻译的人不翻译了。
As I did that, I looked at him.
我就看着他。
And you know what he did? He said, go ahead.
对，他说，你继续讲吧。
And as I continued to prophesy, I realized that what was coming out of my mouth was Thai.
哦，我才发现我原来我嘴巴讲出来是泰国话。
God works in miraculous ways.
哦，神真是行神迹奇事。
And later on, after I asked the translator what I was saying,
我问这个翻译的人说，我讲什么？
It was exactly what I wanted to say. And so,
正好是我所要讲的。
Hallelujah, what I said was, I pointed at the girl and I said, did you know that in God's eyes, you are the most beautiful girl to her?To him in the world.
赞美主，因为我跟他那个小孩说的是，在神的眼中你是最美的一个孩子在这个世界上。
And a little girl just about their age sat there crying.
那小孩子就像你们的年纪开始哭。
You know, so God works in these crazy ways, and people that may not be as gifted or have never been up on stage.
神真是伟大奇妙神，他行了许多的神迹奇事。
So I just want to encourage you guys in that way. If you're ever asked to step up, don't worry because God is going to work in miraculous ways.
所以我鼓励你们，如果说你们被要求上来讲的话，不要迟疑，不要害怕，因为神有他的方法。
Are you guys blessed?
好嘞 ，OK， 你们都是祝福的，受到祝福的。
Thank you.
Thank
you. Did you want to open it to any questions or anything? I'm happy to answer any questions.No.
那位
，yeah. I actually studied abroad in Korea about 4 years ago, and when I did that, I met the pastor that I'm currently working under, and I was also saved in Korea. Yeah.
4年前我就开始去了, is that right? 4 years ago, you went there. Okay. Yeah. 所以就到了这个教会. Hallelujah.
No, but I'm currently in seminary in Korea. So I'm attending Torch Trinity Graduate School in Korea. But I followed along my mentor and ministered with him and his wife a few times. But no formal training.
问题是你有没有正式的神学的教育受到? 他说没有, 我只是, 现在正在神学院念书, 那么我是跟着我的指导者, 我在那里学习。
跟随基督的脚踪。I do.
Ooh,
I do. I think it's still a little difficult to pray, but I can.
我还是祷告有一点点不太好。 对年轻人你有什么
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. 你有什么建议给年轻人? 因为很多年轻人都离开了神，所以你 please.
I think that everyone's journey is their own. And so really, it's between God and them. And the only thing that we can do is love on them. Because even me, before I came here, I actually went out. I felt like I was on a mission trip in Hong Kong, actually. Because my little brother is actually the last to be saved in our family. If you don't know, our family is not, we're not all Christian when we were growing up. In the last 5 years, 4 out of 5 of us have given our lives to Christ.
Okay, 每一个人都有他的命定，所以我们唯一能做就是为他祷告，爱他们。像我的弟弟，我的哥哥，他去弟弟去香港，那么其实我们家5个人，4个人是最近几年才受洗的。
And so he's an excellent example of someone who's really influenced by the world. When he talks to me, he says, How can you say there's a God when there's all these galaxies out there that we don't even know about? You're so closed-minded. How can you, you're just choosing an easy way out and things like that. And the thing is, don't react to that because...
像我弟弟他有的时候说,哎,你真是不了解,你真是心眼太狭窄了。你不知道这个世界上面的事情,你只是想要到教会里面去走,找一些方便,图个方便而已。
What you do is you call upon the Holy Spirit and He'll give you peace so that you don't react negatively to them and you just love on them and you say, if they say, I want to continue to explore the world, what I said, which really opened up my brother to me was he said, I told him, that's really good that you want to explore the world.
所以随着圣灵的带领去做,就爱他们。像我弟弟如果他说,我还要到世界上面去看看混混,你就说去吧。
Because if you don't know the rest of the world, how are you going to know that God is the only God that's living God?
假如你在世界上没有任何的阅历，你怎么知道这个神是唯一真神？
And you say it with a tone of love.
那么当然要用爱心说诚实话。
And you don't believe what they say too, because our conversation actually ended with my brother saying, I don't think I could ever believe in a God.
有的时候讲到最后，我弟弟说，我才不相信有真的有神呢。
But you know what, I wasn't discouraged because the Holy Spirit translated that for me.
Yeah, 我完全不会受到阻挡,因为圣灵为我讲。
And the Holy Spirit said, yeah, that's right.
You can't, 圣灵说是的,
you can't believe in a God.
你没有办法相信神的。
Because you can only believe in the God.
因为你只会相信没有神。
And you know what, anyone who says they can't believe in a God really means that they're about to believe in a God.
将一个人说我不相信有神, 大概是快了。 Hallelujah. Yeah.
So there's not really anything you can do. There's not any advice you can give them. It's their own journey.
所以每一个人都有他的命定，我们
真的是 But there's things that people around them can do.
那么没有身他身边人真的不能做什么。在美国有这么多的神学院，有许多的，为什么你要到韩国去？
What is important in church's relationship?
Say that again.
What's the most important thing in church is actually relationship.
那么在教会里面跟关系有什么重要的呢？
And so I went to Korea.
最重要 ，OK， 最重要的是。Okay,
so the reason why I went to Korea in the first place was because I had a relationship with the pastors there, and I had a trust built with them.
所以，因为我跟那个教，我跟那个牧师的关系非常好，我相信他。
And a spiritual covering as well.
OK， 圣灵遮盖我们。
And so, because I was out there, I found the only English-speaking seminary out there as well.
在那边我是唯一说英文的 ，Yeah， 那唯一的英文的。
Yeah.So my purpose is to be close to that church and to be close to my spiritual mentors.
Okay, 我的关系跟那个教会跟那个我的指导者是更靠近。Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you so much for your time. Yeah, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Yes, we pray for Hallelujah. 请开口。好吧，我们感谢你，赞美你，特别再一次为这个 Emily 来祷告。神啊，她是属女的，她是你的使女，她远在韩国，但是你差遣天使天君与她同在，看护保守她，每天进出平安，身体健康，身心灵健壮。神啊，你再一次的，你保护保守她，让她在所行的事上尽都顺利。让他得到更多的神迹奇事在他身上发生，神你要降更多的恩赐，更多的大能在他身上。愿耶和华赐福于你，保护你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩于你，从今直到永远。
阿门，
阿门。阿